Today's shiur is Masechet Zochim, Daf Pei Tes, and we will begin on Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph at the beginning of the new parak. Says the Mishnah, Kol Avtadim Chaveri Kodem Chaveri. Anything that comes more frequently comes first. And this is, of course, the basis for the famous rule that Tadir B'She'ena Tadir Tadir Kodem. Says the Mishnah, therefore, hatamidim koidmin lamasafim. If a day like a Rosh Chodesh or a Shabbos, where the Karban Tamid is brought every day, and the Karban Tamid comes before the Karban Musaf, because the Karban Tamid is tadir, it's more frequent than the Musaf. Ask Taisus, why does our Mishnah have to teach us that the halacha is that the Karban Tamid comes before the Karban Musaf because of the rule of Tadir V'Sheina Tadir Tadir Kaidim? Doesn't the Gemara in Masechta Pesachim teach us Menayin Shle Yehei Dover Kaidim L'Tamid Shel Shachar, that no Karban should come before the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar? Says the Gemara, Tamid Loimah V'Arach Alaha Oilo Oilo Rishayna, that the Karban Oilo is always comes first. So why do we need a special rule of Tadav Sheena Tadav Tadav Kaidim? So Taisus answers, because we know that every day also there was an obligation to bring by the Kohen Gadol, the Chavite Kohen Gadol, Machtzisai Baboika, Machtzisai Ben Abayim, half of it was brought in the morning and half of it was brought in the afternoon. And therefore, since the Chavite Kohen Gadol also have the din of Tadir. So if we were going to rely strictly on the rule of Tadir V'Sheena Tadir Tadir Kodem, then the halacha would be that we should bring that we wouldn't know what should come first, the Tamid or the Chavite Kohen Gadol. That's why we need a special pasuk regarding the Karban Tamid. That's one Teretz Taisus suggests. Another Teretz Taisus suggests is that if we only had the pasuk teaching us the Karban Tamid comes first, we would say that that's only regarding the Zrikas Hadam of the Karban Tamid, that should come before anything else, but that other aspects of the Karban should come first. That's why the Torah teaches us that other aspects of the Avodah of the Karban Tamid, the Ketores being Makter, the Carbon, how do we know that comes first? For that we need the Tadav Sheena Tadav Tadav Kaidim. And as the Achroinim explain what Taisus means, what they say Taisus is coming to teach us is that we understand when the Torah speaks about the Karban Tamid, so the Torah clearly is speaking about the Dam of the Karban Tamid. As we learned and will learn, the Zrikas Hadam of a Karban is the essential avoider of the Karban. However, when we speak about the other parts of the avoid of the carbon, for example, the part that we're now discussing, the part of the haktarah, which is not essential to the avoidah. In fact, the halacha is that if you didn't do zrikas dam, the halacha is the carbon, that haktarah, the carbon is a kosher carbon. So therefore, we would think that regarding that element of the avoidah, you don't have to do the there is no din. The din of bringing the Karban Oil first doesn't apply. That's why the Torah had to teach us that Tadav Sheena Tadav Tadav Kaidim, and that part of the bringing of the Karban Oil, the Haktorah of the Karban Oil, also precedes. As the Mefarshim. So what will be the halacha? Another teretz. That when we speak about the carbon, when we speak about the Karban Tamid and the Karban Oila, that the Torah is teaching us the Karban Tamid versus the Karban Musaf, the Torah is teaching us another halacha. That even though a halacha is Tadav Sheena Tadav Tadav Kaidim, that's only L'chatchila. But certainly, if one didn't follow that order, the halacha is what he's doing is acceptable. That's why the Torah has to teach us that in all areas, yes, there's a halacha of tadav she'ena tadav tadav kaidim. But here, there's a special extra rule. There's a rule that the carbon oila, not only does it come before the carbon tamid come before the carbon musaf because of tadav she'ena tadav tadav kaidim, but if you brought another carbon before you brought the carbon oila, that carbon would not be considered acceptable. Another teretz that the Migdash David suggests is when we speak about Tadav Vishena Tadav Tadav Kaidim. What does that mean? The way it was this issue was always discussed in the yeshivas doesn't mean that the Tadir has to precede the She'ena Tadir, or doesn't mean that the She'ena Tadir has to come after the Tadir. It has to come second. What would be the nafkamina? The nafkamina would be if you could do both kabonis at the same time, which of course actually is the situation typically in the Beis HaMikdash, where there were many kohanim, and one kohen could bring the carbon tamid, and another kohen could bring the carbon musaf. What would be the halacha? Suggest the Mikdash David that if we just follow the rules of Tadav She'ena Tadav Tadav Kaidim, as far as that's concerned, we could perhaps indeed bring the carbon oila and the carbon musaf at the same time. And it won't be a violation of Tadav She'ena Tadav Tadav Kaidim, because I didn't bring the She'ena Tadir before I brought the Tadir, and that's good enough. That's why the Torah had to go out of its way to teach us a new halakha. Then not only is there a halacha that the tadir can't come after the she'ena tadir, but by the carbon oila, the carbon tamid of every day, there's a special rule that it must precede all other kabbonis. And again, that's why the halacha is that the tamid on Shabbos came before the musaf. Ask the Brisker Rav that when they brought these kabbonis, the same animal that was used for carbon tamid was a kevis, and the same animal that was used for the carbon musaf on Shabbos was a kevis. So he asks, if somebody's bringing both kabbonis, so he should automatically, the kevis should be attributed, automatically the kevis should be attributed to the carbon tamid and not to the carbon musaf. What is the Mishnah teaching us that one should come before the other, especially if we're following the Tosfos, the Gemara Masechet Pesachim, that we're saying Tosfos quotes. Says the Brisker Rav, although both Kabbonis, both the carbon tamid and the musaf of Shabbos came from a keves, there's a difference. Because the halacha is that the carbon tamid had to be put away for 4 days. It required bikur of 4 days before it could be actually used for carbon tamid. All other kabbonis do not have that rule. So he says, now we can understand pshat very well. If indeed the halacha were that you could bring either the same animal for each, automatically the carbon, the kevis would be attributed to the carbon tamid, not to the carbon musaf. However, what would be a halacha if somebody used the animal, the kevis, that was not put away 4 days prior to its being used for the first carbon? So there, obviously, it's being used for the musaf, because that particular animal can only be used for musaf. That particular animal cannot be used for the carbon tamid, because the carbon tamid requires this halacha that I just quoted of bikur of 4 days. That's when the Torah is teaching us that the carbon tamid, we have to go out of our way to take the animal that was designated for the carbon tamid before we bring the animal that was designated for the carbon musaf. Continues the Mishnah, musfei Shabbos kaidim l'musrei Shchaydish. That means if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos and they have to bring a musaf for Shabbos and they have to bring a musaf for Rosh Chodesh, they should first bring the musaf of Shabbos, again because of the rule of tadir v'she'ena tadir tadir kaidim. Musa Rosh Chodesh, Kaidim, Musa Rosh Hashanah. That if it's Rosh Hashanah And Rosh Hashanah, we had to bring a musaf because of Rosh Chodesh, and we had to bring a musaf because of Rosh Hashanah. And as the Mefarshim point out, and Rosh Hashanah could fall on Shabbos. So now we have three musafim to bring: Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah. We follow the rule of Tadrish and the Tadr Kaidim, and we first bring the musaf of Shabbos, then Rosh Chodesh, then Rosh Hashanah. Shenema, as the Torah says, Novad Oilus Haboiker Ashal Oilus Atamid Tasus Eilam. The Torah says that on Erev Pesach, the Torah is talking about the Pus of Pesach, we have to bring the Musaf. The Torah says that we always have to bring the Karban Tamid first, because of Tadr Sha'en Tadr Tadr Kaidim. Interesting Shaila raised by the Paiskin. Our Mishnah is teaching us the halacha of Tadr Sha'en Tadr Tadr Kaidim. Ask the Paiskin, what will be the halacha if somebody comes to shul very late on Shabbos? And when he comes to shul on Shabbos, it's already the time for, the shul is davening musaf. What should he do? Should he daven shachris first, because of tadr she'en tadr tadr kaidim? Or should he daven musaf because of tefillah b'tzivah? Ramosha and the Grismosha, the Marshag, both paskin that he should daven shachris first. Based on what we're learning in our Mishnah, the halacha is tadr she'en tadr tadr kaidim, and therefore he should certainly daven shachris first. That is the opinion of Ramosha and the Marshag. Rav Yitzchak Chanan, however, takes a different approach. He says, when is the halacha of tadr v'she'en tadr tadr kaidim, as the examples that we've been learning, when we have the choice of bringing both? So there the Torah says, which carbon should you bring first? The carbon that's tadr. But in a situation where you don't have that option, such as the situation that we just discussed, it's already past the time to daven the tzibur's davening musaf. There, he says, you should daven musaf with the tzibur, and after davening musaf with the tzibur, then you could go back to davening shachris. He himself agrees, however, that this is only a halacha on Shabbos, because on Shabbos, the musaf, the tefillah musaf, and the tefillah shachris both have in them seven brachas. He says, however, during the week, let's say it's Rosh Chodesh during the week, and again, similar situation, where somebody came to shul late, and they're up to musaf, and he has a daven shachris. So he says, since the shachris of Rosh, the shachris of during the week has in it shmoneh esrei brachas, and the musaf has in it only seven brachas, so now we have two reasons to daven shachris first. First of all, because shachris is tadir. Second of all, because it has all these numerous brachas that musaf doesn't have. Therefore, in such situations, certainly we're going to daven, certainly the halacha is to daven, to daven shachris before we daven musaf. Another interesting shaila that the Pais can discuss is a situation where the tadir is a drabonon, and the mitzvah that's not as tadir is a deraisa. So there too the Pais can discuss what comes first. Should you first daven should I first do the tadir, even though it's only a drabonon, or do first the einai tadir, which is a chiyuv deraisa? So the Sefer Meloi HaRoyim wants to bring a raya that the chiv of a tadir always comes first, even when it's a mitzvah, the Rabbanan, from the Kiddush that we make Friday night. On Friday night when we make Kiddush, we know we say a Bari Priyagofen. And then we say the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos. So he points out that the chiv to say Kiddush Friday night is a chiyuv d'oraisa. So in other words, the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos is a chiyuv d'oraisa. The chiyuv to say Kiddush al hayayim, and therefore say a Bari Priya Gofen, is only Adarabonam. And yet, we make the Breure Prihagofen before we make the Mekadesh HaShabbos, because the Bracha Breure Prihagofen is a Bracha that's Tadu. However, there are many Paiskim that take issue with the Meloi HaRoim's approach, because they say that we know that we're really Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kiddush by saying Kiddush in Shul through the Shmon Esrei. So our entire Chiv of making Kiddush Friday night is only a Chiv the Rabbonim. And therefore, that's not a situation. So both are Chiv in the Rabbonim, both the Baruch Priya Gofen and the Bracha Mekadesh HaShabbos, in a situation where they're both only Chiyuvei the Rabbonon, certainly the Bracha of the Tetz Tadr comes first. Ask the Gemara. We began our Shia saying Tadr V'she'en Tadr Tadr Kodim. Ask the Gemara Menolam. Ask the Gemara Menolam? Could it come a time? Our Mishnah clearly gave us the reason, because the Pasuk says, as the Mishnah said at the end of the Mishnah, Mavad Oilas HaBaikur. Answers the Gemara, if we only had that, we would know Tilma Tamidim hang the Kodmim Musafim. The Kodmim Tamid should come before the Kodmim Musaf. Mishum the Tiri. The Kodmim Tamid is brought every day of the year, twice a day. Kodmim Musaf is not brought every day. However, how do we also know, ask the Gemara, that when we have two Kodmim Musaf, Musaf and Musafim, that when we have two Kodmim Musafs, Menolon, that the more Todir Musaf comes first? Answers the Gemara, Amar Beloy, Damakro, the Pasuk says, Ke'elu Tasli Yoim Shivas Yomim. The Torah speaks about the various Kabbonis that are brought every day of Karban Pesach. Every day of Karban Pesach, two Purim were brought for a Musaf, an Ayil Echad, and Shiva Kvasim, seven Kvasim were brought for an Oilov, and one Soyer was brought for a Chatas. When the Torah finishes teaching us these halachas about all these kabbonis that I just mentioned, the Torah uses the words Mavat Oilos Aboyka Shel Oilos Atamid Tasis Eila. And then the Torah continues saying Ke'elu Tasili Yoyim Shivis Yomim. So Torah teaches us Ke'elu Eila Ke'elu, that in all the days, just like we learned on the first day, the Pasuk teaches us on the first day, the Tamid comes before the Musaf, so too does the Torah teaches us that the halacha should be that the Musaf of Shabbos should come before the Musaf of Pesach. Ask the Gemara, that Pasuk that we just read of Ke'elu Tasa L'yoyim L'shivas Yomim is needed to teach us the basic halacha. What kabbonis are brought every day of Pesach? Answers the Gemara, if that was the entire purpose of the Pasuk, in kein nichtav elu tas l'yoyim, it would be adequate that the Torah should say elu tas l'yoyim. Why does the Torah say ke'elu? To teach us this halacha. Continues the Gemara, ikos of elu tas l'yoyim shivsei yomim, if the Torah only used those words, have a mina, elu l'shivas hayomim. As I just said a moment ago, the kabbonis of Pesach, the kabbonis that we just read, were that we have to bring shiva kvasim, seven lambs for an oila. So if I had this pasuk, I would think that these chayuvim are to bring seven lambs, but not all seven lambs each day, but to bring the seven lambs over the course of Yontif, one lamb per day. Says the Gemara, that's why I need the pasuk. Says the Gemara, to learn that every day we have to bring seven lambs, we learn from the Yontif. Says the Gemara, Bakati, I can't use the pasuk for Ke'ela to teach us this, because Kata Ema Ela L'yoyim, that all of these kabbonis that we mentioned only have to be brought on the first day of Yontif. Avashah Yomi, the other days, Lo Yadana Kama, I won't know how many kabbonis have to be brought every day of Yontif. And that's all we need the pasuk of Ke'elah for. Answers the Gemara, Amakro, to teach us that on every day of Pesach, the same kabbonis are brought, we can learn from the word Tasu, Shiyahei Kol Asiyos of Shabbos, that all days the same amount of kabbonis are brought. So the word Ke'ela remains superfluous to teach us that not only when we're comparing a carbon tamid to carbon musaf does the carbon tamid come first, but even when we're comparing musaf to musaf, the musaf that's more tadir comes before the musaf that's less tadir. Abai says, Migufa dekra. The pasuk that our Mishnah quoted, the pasuk in the Mishnah that taught us that the tamid comes before the musaf, also can serve as the source to teach us that a more tadir musaf comes before a less tadir musaf. Because in Crane, was all that the Torah was trying to teach us was that the tamid comes before the musaf, lay mekra mevat oilos abayker. It would be adequate that the Torah should say the words mevat oilos abayker v'tishtay. Why did the Torah add the words ashal oilos atomid lomeli to teach us? Remember to teach us the halacha, the hachta to the rekodim, that even when we speak about carbon musaf, the carbon musaf that's more tadir comes before the carbon musaf which is less tadir. Continues the Mishnah. Kol mekudesh mechaveri, kodem mechaveri. Anything that is more holy comes first. So as the Mefarshim, if our Mishnah teaches us that the halacha is that the holier a thing is, that makes it come first. So every day, when we put on talus and tefillin in the morning, how do we put on the talus, the tzitzis, before we put on the tefillin? Are the tefillin holier than the talus? So that actually, we're going to learn later in our parak a question. When you have something that, one item that's tadir, and one item that's mekudesh, what comes first? And there's an opinion that says, it's not, actually the Gemara is not clear. But if we hold that Tadir comes before Mekudesh, then this wouldn't be a question. Because the tzitzis we wear 365 days a year. The tefillin we don't wear Shabbos Yontif. So therefore the tzitzis are more Tadir, even though they're less Mekudesh than the tefillin. That's why they would come first. However, as we're going to learn in the Gemara Mitzvah, this is not really a question that's answered in the Gemara. So to rely on this answer alone is somewhat difficult. So the Bi'ah Halacha explains that even though our Mishnah is clearly teaching us that something that's Mekudesh comes first, there is another concept that should be taken into consideration. And that's the concept of Malam B'Kodesh. That when we're doing a number of acts, we should go from the less Kodesh to the more Kodesh. And that rule is also a rule that's taken into consideration. And that's why the halacha is that we put on the talus, the tzitzis, before we put on the tefillin. Another pshat that I saw is that when we speak about tefillin being holier than tzitzis, what does it mean that tefillin are holier than tzitzis? Chas v'sholem, we'll say it this way. Chas v'sholem, we find tefillin on the floor, and we find tzitzis on the floor, chas v'sholem. So of course the halach is we should pick up the tzitzit, the tefillin before we have to, and we only can pick one up, we should pick up the tefillin before we pick up the tzitzit. But that doesn't say in any way that the tefillin, it doesn't say in any way that the tefillin is necessarily holier when it comes to somebody doing a mitzvah. When it comes to the person doing the mitzvah, the person who has to do the mitzvah, he has to do all the mitzvahs that are involved, and for him, it's not necessarily the case that the tefillin are considered holier than the tzitzis. But that is another very important point to make as we get deeper into these sugyas. Even though we're discussing what is holier, what comes first, what comes second, tadir and mekudesh, the various different elements that we're learning and we will be learning in our sugyas, there is another concept that has to be taken into consideration, the Mefarshim all state. And that is the concept of the Zman. Certainly, if there's a Zman, if there's a specific time when a mitzvah should be done, that takes precedence over everything else. The way I saw the Paiskim say this is a very interesting way. Let's say there's a Moel who is only able to do one bris at a time. And let's say there are a number of bris taking place in different places at the same time. And they have to take place in different places at the same time. And the question that the Moel has is, to which bris should he go? What was the question? These were the three brisim that were under discussion. The halach is, not that relevant to Zman Hazeh, but the halach is that someone who has an Eved Kanani in his home, Yilid Bayis, he's obligated to make a bris mila for those children. To the degree that the halacha is that if he doesn't make a bris for such a child, he would not be allowed to eat a Karim Pesach. So now we have three brisim. One is the bris of a Yilid Bayis, today is the eighth day. Today is the Zman to do the bris. Then we have a child, a full-fledged Jew, who could not have his bris mila done at the proper time on the eighth day. So the bris today the bris can be done. And then we have also today the bris of a ger, that we know that a ger cannot become a ger without mila b'tfila. And today is the day that this ger wants to become a Jew. Which bris should be done? So Paskin the Paiskim, the bris of the Yilid Bayis, the bris of the person, the bris of the child who's supposed to be done today, even though this child is an Eved Kanani, even though he's not a full-fledged Jew, and the other two brisin are the brisin of full-fledged Jews, that bris should take place today. Why? Because that is the bris of a zmanoi. And the bris of zmanoi takes precedence over everything else. And that's why that bris should be done today over all other bris. So continues the Mishnah column, Kodesh Eschavere, anything that's holier, Kodesh Eschavere, takes precedence. And therefore says the Mishnah, Dam Chatos, Kodemus Ladam Oilo. When the blood of a carbon chatas to be sprinkled, and the blood of a carbon oiler to be sprinkled, the dam chatas comes first, mnei shumaratza. We know that the chatas is mechaper, and therefore, since the chatas is mechaper, the zrik sadam is what's mechaper, that's why it should come first. Ask the Magen Avraham. If that's the din, as our Mishnah teaches us, that the chatas comes before the oiler, why, when kabbonis are said in the morning, do we first say the parashas ha'oila before we say the parashas chatas? So, one answer given is that the parashas chatas that we say nowadays, we're not sure that the parashas should be said, because the halacha is that the chatas is only said if you chayiv karm chatas. An oila you could always bring, because the halach is that a person could donate a carbon oil. And therefore the carbon chatos, since it's not as definite of a chiv as the carbon oil, takes precedence. Another teretz is that b'zman hazeh, we know that in bringing a carbon chatos, not just bringing the carbon is an essential part of the carbon, but the eating of the carbon is also very important. As the Gemara says many times, Kahanim oichlim or baalim miskaprim. The kahanim eat and the owners have a kapara. So that's only possible by a karma chatos, that indeed there's a portion to be eaten. Of course, when we say the parish of karma chatos, we're not eating any of that karma chatos. When is there a halacha teaches us our Mishnah that the chatos precedes the oila? That's when you're going to eat from that karma chatos. Here, we're not going to eat from that karma chatos, and therefore the chatos doesn't take precedence of the oil. We're going to say another teretz in a moment, because the Mishnah teaches us next halacha, every oiler kaidim le'emuri chatos. When it comes to burn the avarim, the burning of the avarim, the oiler, takes precedence the burning of the chatos. B'nei shukala le'ishim, because when it comes to the carbon oiler, it's completely burnt, whereas not all of the carbon chatos is burnt. And here we have a very fundamental machloikis, how to understand what is the case of the Mishnah. Some Farshim explain that the Mishnah is speaking a l'chatchila situation. When you have a chatos and an oila, what should you do? Shech the karm chatos and shech the karm oila. Do the zrikas adam of the karm chatos, then the zrikas adam of the karm oila. Then burn the avrim of the oila, and then burn the avrim of the chatos. Other Mepharshim, however, disagree. They say that of course the right way to do it is to first completely bring the Karban Chatos. And only after you've completed bringing the Karban Chatos should you then begin to bring the Karban Olam. As we learned the concept earlier in the Masechta, because the Karban Chatos is Meratzah, the Karban Chatos is to be viewed like the lawyer who first comes in to get the judge in a better mood, so to speak. And therefore, the Karban Chatos should come completely before the Karban Olam. Our Mishnah, they explain, is referring to a situation where he already has the dam of a Chatos and the dam of an Olam and the Avram of a Chatos and the Avram of the Olam in front of him. And now the question is, what should come first and what should come second? So the Mishnah gives us the order, first the dam Chatos and then the dam Olam, then the Avri Olam and then the Avri Chatos. According to this, we could understand the Seder of our Tefillah. Because when we speak about the Oyla and the Chatos, and when we say Kabonis by davening, we don't only speak about the Dam of the Karban Chatos, we also speak about the Avrim. And when we speak about the Avrim, as we just finished saying, the Avrim of the Oyla come before the Avrim of the Chatos. And therefore we can mention the Parashas Oyla before the Parashas Chatos. Chatos Kodemus L'Asham, the Karban Chatos comes before the Asham. The dam of the Karban Chatos is put on all four corners, V'ala Yisoy, and also on the Yisoy. So the Rishonim are very troubled with this line of the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah seems to be saying that one makes the Chatos more than the Oila, than the Osham, the fact that the Chatos, the dam, is put on the Yisoy. Whereas by the Osham, the dam, is not put on the Yisoy. Which we, in our shurim, have learned that the dam, that the leftover dam of all kabbonis is put on the yisoy. And in fact, this is one of the basis of the Raivid's opinion, that not by all kabbonis is there a halacha that the dam is put on the yisoy. And in fact, our Mishnah is teaching us by an osham that wasn't done. But certainly we follow the opinion of most Rishonim that by all kabbonis the leftover blood was put on the Yisoy. So what is the Mishnah saying that that what makes the Chatos more than the Osham, that the Chatos has it and the Osham doesn't? So I saw three pshat. One pshat is that the din that the Chatos blood should be poured on the Yisoy is said explicitly in the Torah by the Karban Chatos. By the Karban Osham, it's not said explicitly. And that's what the Mishnah means, that the din of Yisoy is explicit by the Chatos and not by the Osham. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw is that although both by the Chatos and the Osham, and actually by all Kabbonis, the halacha is that the leftover blood should be put on the Yisoy, there is a difference. By a Karban Chatos, there's a rule that one should specifically try to have leftover blood to put on the Yisoy. By a Karban Osham, the halacha is that if you have leftover blood, pour it on the Yisoy, but not that you should go out of the way to try to have blood put on the Yisoy. And the third pshat that I saw at the Mishnah means is as follows. The Mishnah is trying to contrast the Chatos to the Oyla, to the Osham. And the Mishnah is saying that the Chatos has the obligation to put down in all four corners. The Mishnah is saying to itself, you may want to say that the Osham has a chumrah in the fact that the dam of the Osham is poured on the Yisoy. To which the Mishnah replies, the Chatos has the same halacha too. So that isn't what makes the Osham greater than the Chatos. Continues the Mishnah, Osham koydim l'toyda ve'el nozer. The Osham comes before the toyda, before Karban toyda, and an el nozer. Because an Osham is kachay hakadoshim. Whereas the other ones are not kachay kachim. Toyda ve'el nozer koydim l'shlamim. A toyda ve'el nozer come before shlamim. Because Shehein Necholim Yoyim Echad, they're Kabbonis that are eaten only to one day, whereas a Karban Shlomim is Nechol Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad. And furthermore, Betunim Lechem. We know that when you bring a Karban Toida, and you have to bring along with it 40 loaves of bread, that halacha doesn't apply by Shlomim, and that's why it has this Kedusha. Hashlomim Kodim Lebuchar, Neshein Tunim Matan Dalet. By Karban Shlomim, the halacha is that you have to do two Nesinas Dam, two times Shtayim Shein Arba, whereas by a Bechar, you only do one application of blood on the Mizbeach. Furthermore, the Shlomim requires Smicha Unasachim B'tenuchas Chaz V'Shayk. HaBechar comes before the Meiser, because the Bechar has the Kedusha, Nesh Kedushas Merechem, it's Kaddish from the moment it was born, to Nechel Kahanim, and it's also eaten by the Kahanim. Hamaisa Kodim Loifis, Neshu Zevach. The fact that it's a Zevach, and as the Mefarshim explain, what does it mean that it has a Zevach? It also requires Malika. So the Mefarshim explain that it falls into a special category called Zevach, and anything that falls into that special category of Zevach takes precedence. Furthermore, the Yesh by Kedusha Stama Ve'emarav. By a Meiser, we both the meat and the Emarim are brought on the Mizbeach, whereas by a bird, only the blood is brought on the Mizbeach. And as the Mefarshim explain, the Mishnah itself is somewhat bothered by the fact that we're saying that this has the Kedusha of Zevach. Doesn't this also have a Kedusha that you have to do Malika? And in fact, one could argue that Malika is a unique din to Kachin, and therefore maybe that should give precedence to Oifis. That's why the Mishnah had to say this other point of Yesh by Kedusha's Domov Ve'evrov. Oifis Kodmos Lemenachos Nei Sheminim Domim, because any carbon from a blood comes first. And as I sort of Mefarshim explained, because we know that when a carbon is brought, the person who's bringing the carbon should have in mind that the blood of this carbon really should have been my blood. So whenever you're bringing a carbon that involves a living thing that has dam, and that kavana is there, it takes precedence. Minchas chayta kaidam minchas nadava, neshubal chayta comes because of an aveira, and it brings a kapara, and therefore it has a level of kedusha. Chatas oif kaidam domus oif, as we'll see in the Gemara why. The Kain Begdesha, when it comes to the Magdish to Kabanis, we should be Magdish the Chatas Oif before we Magdish the Oilus Oif. Says the Gemara, Menani Mili. The Mishnah taught us that in one regard, when it comes to the Dam, the Chatas comes before the Oila, but when it comes to the Avarim, the Oila comes before the Chatas. As says the Gemara, Menani Mili, what is the basis for this? Says the Gemara, the Tana Rabbanan. The Pasuk says, regarding the Kabanis, that the Levim had to bring when they were inaugurated to do the avodah in the Mishkan. So the pasuk says, "Upar sheni ben boker tikach lechatas." So continues the Brisa, "Im balalam mitchen shnayim." If the purpose of the pasuk is to teach us that you have to bring two kabanas, one for chatas, one par for chatas, and one par for an oila, harek for a nemar. That we don't need this pasuk to teach us, because there's another pasuk that says, what is the point of the Torah saying, "Opar sheni ben boker tikach lechatos, sheichatos kedems l'chamase oila"? That sheyochel, I would think that the chatos comes before the mas oila. Tamaloymer, that's why the pasuk says, "Opar sheni ben boker tikach lechatos." Ask the Gemara. So we're going to follow this. Says the Brisa, were we just to follow this pasuk, "Ipar sheni," we would suggest Yochate Oyla Kedems L'Chatos Chomaser. In all aspects, the Oyla should come before the Chatos. Tamiloyma, that's why there's another Pasuk. But say Echot Chatos Echot Oyla, that the Chatos comes before the Oyla. Hoketzat, how do we reconcile these two Pesukim? Dam Chatos Kedems L'Dam Oyla V'Neshim Rat, because it brings Kaporo. And a Chatos, which is the carbon which is brought for Kaporo. That's why its dam, which affects kapara, should come first. But when it comes to the avrim, the avr oil will come before the avri chatas. Ask the Gemara, based on what we're learning, that it's the kapara that the chatas does that makes it more important. So if so, only matana kamaisa, the mechaper tigda,
Hanachloi. We know that by Karmachatas we have to put four applications on the four corners. But the halacha is that only the first, only one application is absolutely essential. That makes the kapara. So, if so, why do we say that all of the chatos comes, all of the dam chatos comes before the dam oilo? Only the first nesinus dam, which is what affects the kapara, should come first, not the rest. Answers the Gemara, Amar Ravina, Hach b'chatos l'vim eskinim. Let's look, where are we learning these halachas from? We're learning these halachas from the chatos brought by the Levim. Now, when we speak about the chatos that were brought by the Levim, v'afgav the ki oilo dami, the chatos of the Levim wasn't your regular kind of korban chatos. Because the Levim, when they brought a korban chatos, when they were inaugurated to the Avodah, had not done any Aveira. And yet, the Torah says, v'afgav the ki oilo dami, kam rachmona, he ticked them, that the blood comes first. So we see that when we speak about blood of korban chatos, it isn't specifically blood of a korban chatos that affects a kapara. Because it's even when it doesn't come for an Aveira that the same halacha applies. But my Rav Amri, Netzisrael, they gave a different explanation. They said, Hoyo, the Hiskel of Matanis Goymer. It makes sense that once we said that the Dam Chatas comes before the Dam Oilo. So once we began with one, we should continue with the rest. Iboilohu, ask the Gemara. Dam Chatas of Avery Oilo. We have the Dam of a Korban Chatas and the Avery of the Oilo. Ezman Koydim, which comes first? Do we say the Dam Chatas Koydim because it's Meratza? Or Dilma, Eivor Oyla Koydim, do we say that the Eivor Oyla come first, Mipnei Shehen Kol Ishim, because they're completely burnt, so they have that element of Kedusha. Toshma, so answer, Samar wants to bring a Rai from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Dam Chatas Koydim of Dam Oyla. So we see the Dam Oilu the Kodim. It's only when we have Dam Chatas and Dam Oilu in front of us, that's when the Dam Chatas comes first. However, Avery Oilu, if we have Dam Chatas and Avery Oilu, there wouldn't be a halacha that the Dam Chatas should come first. Adrabba, says the Gemara, Misefa. We could bring a different proof from the Seif of our Mishnah, because it said in the Seif of our Mishnah, we have Avery Oilu, Kodim Lemuri Chatas. So what is the deed? Lemuri Chatas with the Kodim. Strictly that the Avery Oilu come before the Emuri Chatas. However, the Dam Chatas le Kodim. And then the Dam Chatas comes before the Avery Oilu. Ella, says the Gemara Mahalak Lemishmina. So, the Achroinim debate how to understand what the Gemara means El Mahalak Lemishmina. Some Achroim say that one part of the Mishnah is precise, and the other part of the Mishnah was only mentioned to stay consistent in the wording. We don't know which one is which, so therefore we don't know what the halacha is, and we don't know how to pass it. That's one approach in the Achroim. But then I saw a different approach in the Achroim. The other approach I saw in the Achroim is just the opposite. The Mishnah deliberately was worded in a way that you could come to opposite results to our question, to teach us that the Mishnah is teaching us that either way is acceptable. Iboilahu. Now ask the Gemara another question. Dam oila ve'muri chatos. We have the dam of the oila and the emir of the chatos. What comes first? Do we say dam oila koidim, the ka'asim koich kolo? The dam comes first because the dam is coming from the carbon, which is completely burnt, or perhaps emri chatos koidman, or maybe the emri chatos should come first, the kosim koich mechaper. They're coming from something that affects a kapara. So Taisa says that this question is different than in the previous question, because in the previous question, when we're speaking about the dam of the chatos, so the dam of the chatos is what affects the kapara. And when we're speaking about the avram of the oilo, we were speaking about the avram of the oilo which are burnt on the mizbeach. Here we're not talking about the original, we're only speaking about derivatives. The dam of the oilo is not what's kolo, it comes from what's kolo. and the Emrei Chatas are not what affect Kapara, but they come from a carbon that affects Kapara. And that's why this question, which speaks about derivatives, follows the previous question, which speaks about the original item. Other Achroinim, however, take the approach that this question is connected to the previous question. That if we'll say in the previous Gemara, that in the previous piece of Gemara, just the way that Karen Oyer learns, that the Dam Chatos comes before the Oyla, so we see that the factor of being a Mechaper comes first, so certainly the Emrei Chatos will come before the Dam Oyla. If, on the other hand, we'll say that the Avery Oyla comes first, we see the fact that you come from a Mechaper is more, you come from a Kalo is more important. So only if the previous question will be answered, this question is answered. Only because the previous question is not answered, is there room for this question. And the Gemara attempts to bring a right from our Mishnah. Because the Mishnah said, Dam Chatas is Kadmu Dam Oyla. So it seems that the Dam Chatas, who the Kadmu Dam Oyla? Av Muri Chatas, the Muri Chatas do not take precedence to it. Adarabba. So the Gemara, you could bring a different proof from our Mishnah. Because the Sefer says, Every Oyla Kadmu Dam Muri Chatas. To teach us specifically that the Avery Oyla, who the Kadmu Dam Muri Chatas. Avodam Oyla, the Dam Oyla, doesn't take precedence to the Emurei Chatos. And Mahalaka Mishmanah, again, from our Mishnah, we don't have a definitive answer. Ibaru. So now I ask the Mara a different question. Dam Oyla of Dam Oshon. Where we have the Dam of the Oyla and the Dam of the Oshon. The question is, Ezman Kodim, which comes first? Do we say Dam Oyla Kodim, the Ka'osm Kayach Kalo, or Dam Adam Oshon Kodim, the Mechaper, that it comes from Mechaper? I asked the Rishonim, didn't we see in our Mishnah the power of a Mechaper, and that's why the Dam of a Chatas comes before come the Dam of the Oyla? So certainly shouldn't that be a right that the Dam Oshon comes before the Dam Oyla? So the answer that since the Ratvaz answers that since the Oshon is only Mechaper on Chai V'Lavin, whereas the Chatas is Mechaper for Averis that have a Chiv Krisis, that's why we don't know if the Dam Oshon, even though it's Mechaper, should come before the Dam Oyla. Toshma. So Gemara wants to bring a Raya again from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says, the Dam Chatos is Kodim with Dam Oyla. But seeing the Dam Oshon doesn't have that halacha that it should come before the Oyla blood. Says the Gemara, this isn't necessarily a proof. Because Bedinhu, one could argue that really the Boel Misne Dam Oshon, that the Mishnah should have taught us that the Dam Oshon comes before the Dam Oyla. However, why the Boel Misne Sefer, Avery Oyla Kaidon Muri Chatos, that even though the Dam Chatos comes before the Dam Oyla, when we speak about the Avrim, the Oyla comes before the Chatos, because if we would have said only that the Amory Oyla comes before the Amory Oshon, Havmina, we would say that the Avery Oyla Le Emery Oshon Hu Dekadmi. However, Le Muri Chatnis, that the Chatnis takes precedence over the Oyla, even by the Emerim, Yishamachi Tani Chatnis. So says the Gemara, Toshma, another answer to our question, when we have Dam Oshon and Dam Oyla, which comes first? Chatnis Kodemus Le Oshon. So we see, Chatnis Hu Dekadmi Le Oshon, Ava Oyla Loi, that Oyla doesn't take precedence over the Oshon. Maila, Dam, that the Dam Oshon comes before the Dam Oyla. Loi, the Bereshit is referring to the Emrim. And the Mishnah is teaching us that the Emrim of the Chatas take precedence over the Emrim of the Oshon. But that it has nothing to do with the Chatas. Daikanami, and the Rai that the Mishnah is speaking about, Chat, about Emrim, Ibn Oshad Dominitan. The Mishnah is speaking about The Mishnah says Mipnei Shadomo, because the blood of the Chatos has certain milas, certain advantages over the Dam of the Oshon. If we were speaking about the Dam, so we wouldn't say Mipnei Shadomo Nita, which is Mipnei Shaniti. It's a Raya that was speaking about the Amrim, we're not speaking about the Dam. And we don't have an answer to this question, therefore, what comes first, the Dam Oyla or the Dam Oshon? We learned in the Mishnah, Chatos Kaidemus L'Oshon, because the Chatos has its dam on all four corners. Ad Rabba, says the Gemara, we can make an argument. Oshem Kodem Shekhen Yesh LeKitzvah. The Torah says that a Korban Oshem must have a minimum value of 2 Shekolim. Says the Gemara, Filo Hachim, even the Mizbeach Adav. The fact that there's more dam of a Korban Chatzis put on the Mizbeach than by a Korban Oshem makes it take precedence. Oshem Kodem Utaida, because an Oshem is Kodesh Gadoshem. Ask the Gemara Adra, we can make an argument that the Torah of Elazar should come first, she came to Tunim Lecha. So the Gemara, Filochi, the fact that these are Kachi Kachin makes it a Difi take precedence. Torah of Elazar take precedence over a Shlomo. Ask the Gemara Adra, Shlomo Kadmi, we should make an argument that the Shlomo should take precedence, she came Yeshna B'tzibur B'kabiyofi. The Kavan Shlomo, there's a concept of Shalmei Tzibur. Rashi says, it means by the Kifsei Atzeres that they had Korban Tzibur. Or Smeich says it means regarding the Shalmei Chagiga. And so the Gemara, Afilu Hachi, the fact that these other Kabbalists, the Toid of Elnazar and Nechalim Luyayim Echo, they're only eaten for one day, Adifi makes them take precedence. Ask the Gemara, Ibaylu, Toid of Elnazar, now when you have a Toid of Elnazar, Ezman Koidim, do we say Toid of Kodma? She came tuna dal mina lechem. You have to have 4 different types of bread brought along, whereas the nazir is only brought with 2 types of bread. I dilma el nazir carbon. She came yesh my dam macherim. When you bring the carbon of the nazir, not only does it bring a carbon el nazir, does he bring a shlomim? He has to also bring along with it a chatos and a oila. Toshma. Says the Gemara, the Braisa says, Zu, the Toida, comes before the Lazu, the El Nazar, Shizu Tuna Dal Min Alechem, the fact that this requires 4 types of bread, Vizu Anatana El Shnei Min Alechem, 2 types of bread, makes the Toida come first. Hashlam Kaidin Le Bechor, ask the Gemara, Ad Rabba, an argument can be made that the Bechor should come before the Shlam Shekhen Kedushasim Rechem, the Nechel Kahanim, says the Gemara, Filachi, Mitzvah Yisayr, the fact as our Mishnah pointed out that you have all these mitzvahs that are done by a shlomin that are not done by Bechor, Adifi make the shlomin take precedence. HaBechor Koidim, the Bechor comes before Maisa, ask the Gemara Adrav and Maisa Koidim, we can make an argument that the Maisa should come first, she came Kadosh Lefano V'Akrav. There's a special din regarding Maisa, which is the 10th animal, that if somebody counted the 9th animal as the 10th, or the 11th animal as the 10th, they too have a level of Kedusha, says the Gemara, so that maybe should make the mice come before the Bechor, says the Gemara, Filach Kedusha Merechem Adifa. Mice are called in Oifis, mice come before Oifis. Ad Rabba, an argument can be made that Oifis should come first, you can't Kachi Kachim, whereas Meiser is only Kachim Kalim, says the Gemara, Filach Min Zevach Adif. The fact that the Meiser is considered a Zevach, and as we explained in the Mishnah, that gives it a special category, that makes it take precedence over Oifus that are even Kachi Kachi.